Okay. Last time we just gave a slight introduction to Birchas Koyanim on 762. Okay? So we just finished about Nazir. And after we finish about Nazir, the Torah says the Pasuk of the Birchas Koyanim. So the Mefarshim explain what's the connection between Birchas Koyanim to... What's the connection between Birchas Kohen to Nazir? And they say a number of things. Number one, a Kohen is not allowed to drink on the job. If a Kohen drinks on the job, he gets killed. Chayv Misa, like we learned in Parsha Shemini. And secondly, therefore, the same thing, he shouldn't in any way drink. Like a Nazir is not allowed to drink the same thing before he does his Aveda. And he says like this, that Yayin, the Kaliyoker adds another interpretation, that wine demands a separate bracha for somebody else, but not for yourself. Because what happened with the Eitz HaDaas? The Eitz HaDaas, according to Kabbalah, was a grape, was wine. And that caused problems for others. So it says you can't, for yourself, it's not good. But for Simcha and like weddings and all that, then it's also good. Okay? Now, we're going to start, just one more thing as an introduction to Birchas Koyanim, which is very interesting. There is a mitzvah in the Torah for a Kohen to bless a Jew. In fact, if a Kohen is in shul, and he doesn't, he transgresses a positive commandment. In fact, they say three positive commandments of the Torah, that the Torah says a Kohen has an obligation to bless a Jew. So the question is, when Koyanim finish Birchas Koyanim, after they finished, it was called Duchnen or Birchat Kohanim, whatever you call it, the minig is you tell them Yashu Koyach, you tell them Chazak Baruch, you tell them thank you. The question, why are you telling them thank you? They had a mitzvah to do it. If they didn't do it, they would be sinning. Somebody puts on tefillin, you tell them thank you? I mean, they have a mitzvah put on tefillin, why are you telling them thank you? Why do you tell a Kohen the concept of Yashu Koyach or Chazak Baruch, whichever language you speak, to thank him for doing Birchas Kohanim? So the world answers, the Mefarshim say, because the bracha that they say is like this, Asher kishanu b'kedushos shel Aaron, v'tzivanu levarech es ha'am Yisrael bi'ahava, with love. Because they have a mitzvah. You're thanking them that they're doing with love. That's what you're thanking the Kohen for, that he has to do it, that he's doing it with ahava, with love. Otherwise, there's nothing to say thank you for, because it's not going anything. Another thing Chassidus explains about Birchas Koyanim, before we get into the actual words, because there's a lot in the interpretation of the words, but there is a, we say in davening, Ad Mehera Yoretz Dvorei. Very quickly his words come down. Like in fact, they bring down the Farshim, he brings down the Medrash. The Sefri says, there are certain brachas. Another problem is where to find all these things. Certain things come out. No, Dal Rebbe says this on him. Certain things come down in 40 days, a bracha. Some brachas come down in 20 days. Some brachas come down in 5 days. Birchas Koyanim is Ad Meheru Yoretz Dvorei. It's immediately. In fact, it says that when Korach's people were fighting against Moshe and Aaron, and they were still fighting against Aaron, so they said, why is Aaron great and we're not? And so Hashem said to everybody, okay, everybody should take, in Parshas Korach, it says, everybody should bring their sticks, okay, and put it in Lifnei Hashem. And then it says, here, every leader of the Jewish people should take the stick, every tribe had the stick, should put it before Hashem, and the one whose stick will blossom into a fruit, that's the one that Hashem chose. Okay? So it says over here what happened. Vayimim Macharas, the next day, it was overnight in the Mishkan, the next day, Parach Mate Aaron LeBeis Levi. Aaron's stick blossomed. What did it blossom? Vayotzi Tzitz Vayigmo Shkedim, Amens. Shkedim. So it says, why apishkedim? Because those are the quickest things to ripen. It takes 21 days. 21 days while almonds blossom. What did that mean? What's the inyan of? So Aaron's stick became, what do you want? So make it walnuts, make it pears and apples. I mean, like, what does it mean? That the hambracha that comes from Aaron HaKayim, Birchas Kayanim, is very quick. And that's also the concept of Birchas Kayanim, Ad Meheru Yoruz Tavori. The whole concept of a Kayan is that it comes down very quickly, in, as we'll soon learn, physically and spiritually, both. Okay, so this is some introduction to Birchas Kayanim. I'm just going to read the psukim, then we'll go back into each one individually. Dabar Aladin Valban of Leimert, speak to Aaron and his children, saying, Kai Savarachu is B'nai Yisrael. This is the way, Kai, this is the way you have to bless the Jewish people. Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. May Hashem bless you and safeguard you. Yoy Hashem panav eilecha v'chonecha. May Hashem illuminate His countenance for you and be gracious to you. Yisa Hashem panav eilecha. May Hashem lift His countenance to you. Yosim l'choshalom and give you peace. Okay, this is, and that's a v'sama shmiya b'nei Yisrael. Let them put my name on the b'nei Yisrael. V'ani avarechim and I will bless them. Okay? So there's a lot of things in every word over here. There's medrashim and there's commentaries. I mean, there's a lot going on over here. Number one, it says, why do we say Kri Savarachu is b'nei Yisrael? This is the way it has to be done. So the Gemara learns out a number of halachas from this, and that is what the Gemara says. The Gemara learns out like this. Kai, meaning it has to be Lashon Kodesh. Because what did Hashem say? So, Kai. So, this is the way you bless the Jewish people. That means you have to say Yivarechecha, you can't say, may God bless you. You can't. It has to be done in Hebrew. Secondly, it has to be Ba'amida. This is all the Gemara in Saita learns all this out. It has to be Ba'amida. Thirdly, it has to be B'nesias Kapayim, lifting up your hands. That's right, the Kohenim, you don't have to lift up their hands.
Both hands or one hand?
Both hands. It has to be both ways. Okay? Number one, it has to be Lashon Kodesh. It has to be standing. And it has to be Nesias Kapayim. If the Kohen doesn't do one of these three things, it's not kosher. It has to be minimal, these three. Nesias Kapayim means you have to lift up his hands. I mean, the Kohen cover it with the talus, but they hold their hands, separating. They make it like Yud Kevavke, whatever, but what?
There's
only one Kohen in the shul, and it's quadriplegic.
Well,
would they be able to go to
Dohan? It'd be a very good, interesting question. Probably not. If he's paraplegic, he can't.
He cannot stand.
Cannot sit. Yeah. I don't know. I have to look up this. I have to look up. Maybe there is. But it has to be one of the kosher for a coin. I mean, we'll see as the details go around.
Not like taking off the shoes and washing hands the second day.
Yeah, I mean, even if that's not done, it's good. The reason why the Gemara says that the Kohanim would take off their shoes is because Gemara tells a story. One time, a Kohen's shoelace is untied, and he bent down to tie the shoes, and people thought he wasn't a kosher Kohen. Now, in the olden times, you have to understand, a Kohen was working in the Beis HaMikdash. A Kohen was given the 24 gifts, the various gifts that we learned that the Torah gives to the Kohen. In fact, it says, some of the Mefarshim say, why does it say, Kai Savarachu? Kai is Chafei. Yeah? That represents the 24 other gifts. This is the 25th gift that a Kohen gets, that he has this chus to bless the Jews, and then Hashem blesses him. As we'll soon learn. So this is, that's why it says Kai, according to the other Mefarshim. To tell us this is the 25th gift that the Kohen has, that he does Birchas Kohanim. That he can bless the Kohen, bless the people.
The Kohen should say it out loud or to say it very slowly.
What? The you have, people have to hear it.
But what on the individual basis?
When a Kohen gives you a private bracha, it's not the mitzvah Birchas Kohen. It's not the mitzvah Birchas Kohen.
It's the same blessing.
They practice.
if a kohen just give you a bracha like that, it's not a mitzvah?
Every Jew gives a Jew. I can give you also a bracha. He can give you. Everybody can give a bracha. The mitzvah that Kohen has, that if he doesn't, he transgresses the positive mitzvah, is at the time of Birchas Kohenim.
It's Amidah.
In the Amidah. Yeah.
But is there a different strength of blessing, though, during the Amidah that you can't get just at a random time?
You can get a bracha from anybody at any random time. But that's not the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah made by Avos Yisrael.
I'm just saying.
No. No.
So if you're going on the time of the Amidah and you're giving people blessing, should be following all the other rules?
Which rules?
Like holding up your hand.
That's what I'm saying. That's only for the official Birchas Kohanim. For the official mitzvah. Whenever that mitzvah is. Now in outside Chutz Loretz, the mitzvah is the custom is only to do it on the last day of Yom Tov. Every day of Yom Tov. Every day of Yom Tov. We don't do it on a regular Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, they do it every day. When he's fired them here, do it every day. Some do it on Shabbos. There's different customs. But in the Chutz Loretz, the Chutz Loretz custom is to do it only in the time of Yom Tov. As Alter Rebbe says, because that's when Simcha Shruya, that's when there's a joyous time, and brachas work when there's joyous time. When you're depressed, brachas don't help.
There's Faradik Minyan here. You don't know it's Berkat Kohanim, and suddenly you hear the Berkat Kohanim. You're not ready.
No.
Go out?
Who, a Kohen?
Yeah.
You should go out, yeah.
But if you already know it's going to be Berkat Kohanim,
you then you should either walk out by Ritzei, that's to walk out by Ritzei, or stay in and do it. Yeah. Okay, now there's some a number of interesting things just about before we even get into the meaning of the words. The Baal HaTurim says here a number of interesting things. Why does it say Kreis of Aruch Hu? What type of language is Kreis of Aruch Hu? So he says like this. Avram Avinu, by the Akedah, when he was bringing Yitzchak up, he said to the two servants next to him, V'ani v'anad nelcha ad Koi, we're going to go to Koi there, and we'll bow and we'll come back. So it says, because Avraham Avinu said the word koi by the Akedah, we want to mention in Birchas Kohanim the merit of the Akedah. And also, Hashem says, koi yihye zaracha. Koi, so Avraham Hashem said, like you'll be able to count the sand and the sea, koi yihye zaracha. So you will your kids be. So these are all the word koi, that we want to give the schus and mention it at the time of Birchas Kohanim. You have that koy. No, but he brings down a few other psukim. There's not too many psukim in the Nevi'im are full of koy Amar Hashem. The Nevi'im is koy Amar Hashem. And some of Farshim, the Medrash says that the koy refers to like Birchas Kohanim brings down godliness like the Nevuah, like the prophecy of the prophets. Saying Koy Amar Hashem. So all the revelations of prophecies. Another thing he says like this. The word Koy, 25, Chofei, in the first pasuk of Shema, there's 25 letters. In the first Shema Yisrael, Shema Ken, Shema Chod, has 25 letters. In Chumash, 25 times the word Bracha is mentioned. 25 times the word Shalom is mentioned in Chumash. Therefore, Birchas Kohanim starts with Bracha, Kaisav Arachu, and ends with the word V'yasim Lecha Shalem, and the word is Kaisav Arachu Chafei, because there's 25 times the word Bracha, 25 times the word Shalem in Chumash. Then he says like this, he says, it's so interesting, if you look at the, okay, in the first pasuk, yeah, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, yeah. Now the first letter is Yud, Yud Vav. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. That's 26, which is Hashem's name. Yud Kevavke equals 26. Then he says the first pasuk has three words, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, corresponding with the three of us. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The first pasuk, Yivarecha Hashem v'yishmerecha, there are 15 letters. So it's the three avos in three words. 15, because according to the calculation, the Medrash says that Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov lived together for 15 years. I mean, in other words, when Avram Avinu passed away, Yaakov was 15 years old. So they were together for 15 years. That's the 15 letters of the Pasuk. Then he says, if you count the Shvatim, the 12 Shvatim, and the Avos, is 12 and 3 is again 15. And then he says, Yivarechos, and the Zchus of Avram, and all that. Then he says, the second Pasuk, it's five words. So what did he say? Well, the Baal Tum doesn't say this. But, one second, they say, okay, 1 second here. Okay. The second Pasuk has five words for Chamisha Chumshateira. Okay, for the five books of Chumash. Third Pasuk has seven words. Yisra Hashem Panev Elachav Yosem L'Chosholim is seven words that corresponds with the seven heavens. And then he says like this. The three psukim, the three words of the first Pasuk correspond with the three aliyahs on Monday and Thursday. Three aliyahs. Second Pasuk has five. That's how many aliyahs on Yom Tov. The third Pasuk has seven. It corresponds with the seven aliyahs of Shabbos. Okay? And he says like this. So now, B'nai Levi is going to have a fight with the Yisraelim about the aliyahs. Okay? So it says, it works out. And the Pasuk is, V'yosim l'cha shalom, no fights. Right? Now, L'cha, if you think about it, the Yisraelim have more aliyahs than the Levium.
We have more people.
One minute. No, he says like this. The Chacham says like this. Yisraelim get eight aliyahs during the week. Five on Shabbos. Not counting Maftah, right? First two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi. That's Shevet Levi. How many aliyahs are left? Five. Then, one Shabbos Mincha and two during the week. So how many aliyahs do Yisraelim get during the week? Eight. How many Levium get during the week? Also eight. Why? Monday and Thursday, two each.
Eight.
Two each is four, huh? Yeah. Then he says like this, Dalet b'mei beizeh, and four on Shabbos. Because Kohen and Levi in the morning, Kohen and Levi in the afternoon. So everybody gets eight aliyahs. So the Pasuk says, V'yosim l'cha shalom. With all the aliyahs, three aliyahs, five aliyahs, eight aliyahs, seven aliyahs, it's going to be peace, so everybody is going to get the same. The Yisraelim and the Levium are going to get the same aliyahs. Same amount of aliyahs. It's all going to be eight. And then he says, another thing he says, in the first Pasuk, there's 15 letters that corresponds with Yud-Kei. Okay? Yud-Kei is 15. Second Pasuk has 20 letters. That's Hoya. Hey, Yud-Hei is 20. The third Pasuk has 25 letters. That's Keneged Yihi. Yud-Hei Yud. So he says, this is Hoya, Hove, Yihiyeh. This is all past, present, and future simultaneously in this Birchas Kohanim. So he says, Tam, I mean, before we actually get into the actual words, just the surrounding things of this is very interesting about all the brachas that everybody's getting, so to speak, with all these types of brachas. Okay, now let's see it inside and getting to the actual words. Okay? By the way, from these psukim we learn not only concepts, we learn halachas from these psukim. For instance, Dabir al-Aaron v'al-Ban of Lamer, speak to the Aaron and his children saying, Kaysev Aruchos b'nei Yisrael. Okay, like we said, that you need to bless the Jews like this. And then it says, Amar lahem, say to them. From here the Gemara learns out that the Chazan has to say the words to the Kohanim first. And then the Kohen repeats it. That's the way you do it. Chaz says, Yivarachacha, the Kohen answer, Yivarach Hashem, Hashem. Where do we get that from? The Gemara says, we learn it out because the Pasuk says, Emor Lahem. Emor Lahem means, say to them, to the Kohenim. Okay? From here, the Gemara learns, okay? First of all, the Gemara says, Shuyukulam Shemim. It has to be done in a way Rashi says that everybody can hear it. You can't mumble it under your breath. And Mer Lahem, you have to say it to them, they need to hear it. Also Rashi says, and Mer, meaning it, don't rush it, say it slowly, with Kavana, it should be, you know, properly said. And also the Gemara, this Rashi doesn't say, because Rashi explains Pshat, but the Gemara says, it teaches us that you have to do it in a way that the Kayan, I mean, that you have to tell it, the word, and they answer it. Okay, and why? So he says like this. And Kleoker explains, why does the Gemara explain? Okay, that's what we learn out from the Pasuk. But why does the Torah make it in a way that first you tell it to the Kayanim, and then the Kayanim say it to you? Why can't the Kayanim just say on their own? Yivarach Hashem, Yishmerach, and so on. So he says like this. The Chazan is the agent to bring the bracha from above to the Kohen, and then the Kohen has the ability to give the bracha. So the Chazan is the sirsur, the agent that brings down the Shefet Sinai from Mokar HaBrachas, because he's representing the whole community. The Chazan represents the community, right? So he brings down the bracha to the Chazan by saying Yivarechacha, and then the Chazan now has the ability to say it. Okay, like he says, if the Kohen wouldn't be blessed first, the Kohen would be giving an empty bracha that he doesn't have. First, the Kohen needs the Yivarechacha. When he's blessed, then he can Yivarechacha the Jews. Hashem, Hashem, Vichonek, and so on. That's, and also he says like this. He says, this explains another pasuk. All the way back in Chumash, in Parshas Lech Lecha, beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Avraham Avinu like this, V'arvarcha mevarachecha, I will bless, V'arvarcha mevarachecha, the third pasuk of Parshas Lech Lecha, V'arvarcha mevarachecha, it says like this, listen carefully, I will bless those that bless you. And then the Torah says, U'mekalelcha, those that curse you, I will curse. It changes the language. Instead of it saying, I will bless those that bless you, and those that curse you, I will curse. If you follow the order, it should say like this, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. Why does the pasuk say, U'mekalelcha, and the one that curses you, I will curse? Okay, so the Kalyaker says this is the meaning of it. He says like this, because the Kohen who benches the Jew gets blessed first by Hashem. And he says like this, this is what Hashem is telling Avraham Avinu. V'avorcha, Hashem says about the Kohenim, I will bless mevarachecha, the ones that bless you. Like at the end of it, v'ani avarachem. So the Gemara says, who's going to bless the Kohanim? The Kohanim are blessing the Jewish people. Who's blessing the Kohanim? So Hashem says, V'ani avarachem, I will bless them. Right? But it goes not only at the end. The Pasuk says, V'alvarchem avarachecha, that I should make the Kohen full of brach, which is why the Chazan says, first Yivarechacha, and then Beklola, Hashem's not going to say, I gave the person the curse and then he can curse you. Hashem's not going to talk like that. Somebody curses you, Hashem says, I'll curse him back. But when it comes to the bracha, Hashem says, how can I give you a bracha? How can you get bracha from the Kohenim? Yeah, if he has nothing to bless you. So Hashem says, V'avarcha mevarachecha. The Kohenim that bless you, I will bless first. And then he will be able to give you the bracha. Who blesses the Kohenim for Hashem? That's the Chazan representing the call. He blesses the Kohen with the Yivarechacha, and then the Kohen is able to say Yivarechacha.
Is this only one Kohen? Does the Kohen
start Yivarechacha? Yeah, it's something that we have. The Gemara Saita, the two pages of all the Dinim of Berachos Kohenim is in the Gemara Saita. Where the Gemara says like this, that because it says Amar Lahem, the argument in the Gemara, but the Gemara rules the halacha, that if there's, you don't say Kayhanim. Kayhanim is only when there's two Kayhanim. If there's one Kayhan in the Shul, the Chazan doesn't call him. But he says Yivarachacha. Yeah. But he doesn't say Kayhanim because there's only one Kayhan. But the Chazan then. Yeah, but like this, the Chazan says quietly, Lakenu v'kalev v'seinu, quietly. And then by Kayanim, he says Kayanim, so he's calling them. So the Gemara says, if it's Shnai Kayanim, 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 Kayan. And if not, if there's only one, you don't call. So in other words, the Kayan starts the Bracha himself. But the Yivarechacha is said whether there's one Kayan or 100 Kayanim, doesn't matter. What?
And if the Kohen is the Chazan,
somebody else will do it.
Well, no, then the whole thing, the Gemara talks about, does he turn around if he's guaranteed that he'll be able to go back and daven properly? Because don't forget, they didn't have sidurim in those days. It was all by heart. So a lot of times, the Kohen, if he would do duchen, and he would get confused, and he wouldn't be able to continue davening the Shemoneh Esrei. So it says, if he's muftach, then he could do it. But the custom is that if he's only Kohen, someday you're in a situation nobody else knows how to read Hebrew. So then you have no choice.
But if there's a lot of Kohanim and the Chazan is the Kohen,
then he does not do Birchas Kohanim.
No, but he doesn't even say Birchas for the other Kohanim to
no,
say.
No, our custom, yeah, we do.
You do?
If a Kohen.
The Chazan
don't do Kohanim. Kohen, Kohen, Kohanim, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's our custom.
Somebody else will do it, right?
In our circles, the Chazan doesn't, even if he's a Kohen. Yeah.
Also, if the Kohen has a non-Jewish wife, he can go
to. So that there's a lot of dinim who a Kohen is allowed to Kohen. Who can he dochen? If he doesn't keep the Kohen and mitzvahs, like he goes to cemeteries and he marries a divorcee or a non-Jewish woman, which is another Issifer Kohen in addition to everybody else, and then, or if a Kohen accidentally kills somebody, he cannot do Birchas Kohen. It says, V'yasim l'choshalim. If he, God forbid, kills somebody, he can't do it. If somebody is an open Mechal Shabbos, meaning he, not today, was called Tinik Shenishba, that a kid that grew up not knowing anything about Shabbos. But guys open desecrative Shabbos says also cannot be a Kohen. But in Shulchan Aruch it says, even if he doesn't keep, let's say, eats treif, okay? It says, why should you add sin on sin? He has a mitzvah to do Birchas Kohenim. Because he eats chazer, you shouldn't let him do a mitzvah that he has to do. So it says that, you don't add sin on sin, it says the expression. But if he killed somebody or you know, things like that, or he's desecrating mitzvahs designated explicitly for a Kohen, then he loses the status of the Kedusha of a Kohen. He still can't go to cemeteries. But I'm saying, if he doesn't keep it, even says it even more, let's say a Kohen married a divorcee, God forbid. And he wasn't religious. Yeah? And then he became religious and he divorced her. But it only works if he makes a neder al das rabim, so to speak, was called a public oath. Doesn't mean that he doesn't in front of the whole shul. He makes a vow that he will never do it again.
If the
Kohen kills someone, if a Kohen married a divorcee and he didn't like her and he divorced her, that doesn't make him back into a Kohen. You know what I mean? Because he'll do it again. It's only if he makes a vow that he knows it's forbidden and he's not going to do the sin anymore.
That's just live with her, not marry.
Then he's still, because the Isser is Kedushin, he's still kosher to Duchen.
Kosher or not kosher?
No, it says a Kohen. In Shulchan Aruch it says a Kohen that killed somebody, even God forbid, accidentally, cannot Duchen. Because if such a terrible thing happened through him, and it says, Yosim l'choshalim, you know, Kohen zish chesed, but. What?
Rabbi, got a
coin
question.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, when we get called up to the Torah, the coin gets called up to the Torah. There's no lev. What time in when they call the lev?
Coin gets the second aliyah.
I know, but what are the words? we argue sometimes.
That's also the way to do it.
Yamod. You say Yamod, Bum Kol Levi, or just Bum Kol Levi. Yamod, you don't say again, he's already standing. What do you say? What do you do? Here.
If that's the first minion, our minion, we always don't have. When our minion is always a Levi, when I'm there.
when you say you get called up because there's no Kohen.
No, then you say Enkan Kohen.
Yeah. What about the word Yamod?
You could say Yamod, it's no big deal. You could say it either way.
Okay, but somebody said you shouldn't say it, and somebody said you should.
So you know the story, a rabbi came to a new community, and he wanted to know what the custom was. Because some people told him like this, some people told him like this. So he went to the oldest member of the shul, and he said to him, what's the custom here? He said, some do this, and some do that. He said, that's the way it goes. Some do this, some do this. That's the custom here. That some do this, and some do that.
So you say both is all right?
Yes. Okay.
How do you learn from here that you have to do it every day?
You don't. It doesn't say, in here, it doesn't say how often the mitzvah is. So therefore, that became a minig already. How often?
He's already
so in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is that they do it every day. In some places in Eretz Yisrael, where they're too lazy, the kohen just walk out. Really, in a lot of places, the kohen are too lazy, so they just walk out by Ritzei.
And only the chazan recites whatever.
Yeah, we say Berachos Kohanim. The chazan says, but not the mitzvah Berachos Kohanim of the kohen.
So they say you do it in Amidah. So why you should discrimination? You have to do it everywhere, not in Israel or here.
No, I say there's different minhag. How often it's done is a minig. In some places it was done every day. Some places only on Shabbos. In Chutz Laaretz the minig is in Chutz Laaretz. The Sfardim do it because that's what they did in Eretz Yisrael. They're bringing over the custom from Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutz Laaretz all the way back. Rashi, of those times, they only did it on Yom Tov. They didn't do it every day.
But in Israel, they do also Shachar and Muslim. The bottom.
Right. Yeah.
Here we do only Muslim.
Yeah.
That's
right. But that's already a custom. It doesn't say here how often it's supposed to be done. How often? In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they did it every day.
In the Beis Hamikdash.
Beis Hamikdash, they did it every day.
Rabbeinu, what about here? How often Aaron Akon did this?
Every day. But the Torah doesn't say every day.
But when?
Let me ask you a question. We put on tefillin every day? Yeah? How do you know you put on tefillin every day? It says in Torah, Shartum leisa yadecha, v'hoyu lo teitofiz beininecha. Maybe once a week, maybe once a month, maybe once a year, maybe once a lifetime. Doesn't say anywhere. The Gemara learns it out. It says in another pasuk, "Miyamim yamima," that you have to do it every day. But there are certain mitzvahs the Torah doesn't say when to do it. When the opportunity comes up, you do it. But when is that? That's the various different minhagim because the Torah never said exactly how often it needs to be done. That the Torah never said. What?
How often are Aaron Kohen? I mean,
he did it every day.
But after certain korbanot or by mincha?
No, the Gemara says there's a whole procedure. Well, he did it in which part of the, I don't remember. But he did, yeah, he did it.
So there was a particular...
There was a time that he did it, yeah.
How they don't have tefillah, amidah that time. How they do it? After sacrifice? Or
yeah, but during the Aveda, the Kohen during the day. Yes. Okay, so this is what he says to them. Yivarech Hashem... The first part, Chav Dalet. Yivarech Hashem v'yishmerech. Hashem should bless you, okay, and safeguard you. So what does it mean, Yivarech Hashem? Rashi says, She'yizbaruch b'nechasach means b'shut gashmias. This is the gashmiastik of bracha. And we'll soon see the way the Mepharshim discuss this. Yivarech Hashem should give you b'shut a lot of money. V'yishmerech, He should protect you. What does it mean, protect you? Hashem can give us, the Medrash gives a mashal. A king gave somebody a lot of money, a friend of his a lot of money, and the way home, the guy was robbed. So what helped the gift that he got? He was robbed. He didn't have insurance either in those days. So Hashem said, Yishmerecha, that it shouldn't be,
Why is that?
Why
is that?
Why
do
you say guard you? It really
already gives
you blessing.
No, guard you, that's what Rashi is saying, that nobody should steal it from you.
If he knows that he has stealed us, he doesn't give us to us.
He says, Hashem gives it and keeps it. Okay. Now he says like this. I'm quoting now from the Sifri, from the Medrash. Rav Nosson Eime Yivarechacha means properties. V'yishmerecha should guard your body. But your body should be healthy. Your body should be healthy. Rav Yitzchok says, V'yishmerecha should guard you from the Yetzirah. Because Hashem will give you a lot of money, then the Yetzirah wakes up and starts making you meshuggah. So then he says, V'yishmerecha from the Mazikim. V'yishmerecha, another thing is, Hashem will give, we keep the covenant of the Ovis. Because what did we learn? In Dvarim it says, V'shama Hashem lekach lecha es habris v'sachesed. Hashem will remember and keep the covenant that he kept to your forefathers. So V'yishmerecha, they say, means the bris. V'yishmerecha means, he'll tell us Mashiach, he'll give us Mashiach. Another interpretation, Yishmerecha, is he'll guard your soul at the time of passing. V'yishmerecha, another thing is he'll watch your feet from going to Gehenna. Yishmerecha in Olam Haba. So there's a lot of different interpretations in the Medrash of exactly what is the bracha here that Hashem is giving the Jewish people. Now, the Kliyakis says over here, a whole Megillah. He says, "Verach Hashem, get a lot, abundance of brachas from above," and he goes into the thing. The Kliyakis elaborates on this. He says also that we find in Shir Hashirim, Hashem calls the Jews, "Mitchilo Kara Kosh Baruch Yisrael Biti," then he calls him Achesi, and then he calls him Imi. In Shir Hashirim, there's Psukim that Hashem calls the Jewish people my daughter, my wife, and my sister, and my mother. Which, in other words, you're on top, equal, you're on under. Right? In other words, if it's your daughter, you're higher than the daughter. If it's your sister, it's an equal. If it's your mother, she's above you. And he says, that's the like the father controlling the bas. Therefore, it says, Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, that Hashem will guard you from all the things, meaning the father is protecting his daughter. Hashem protecting the Jewish people. Then it says, similar is a sister. Yisa Hashem Panev Elecha is face to face. That means an equal. Yisa Hashem Panev Elecha refers to the mother, that you have to reach up because she's in a higher level. So again, everybody's interpreting these psukim. Rabbeinu Bechaya says the first pasuk is about your physical needs. Second pasuk is your spiritual needs. And the third pasuk is both together. In other words, the first bracha yivarecha is for your guf. Yoyer Hashem panav elecha is yoyer or, is teira or, is in the neshama. And the last pasuk is the shalom between the body and the soul. So in other words, they're really talking a lot about all the various brachas that these...
There
are different minhagim how to turn to the right, to the left, to the middle. Every word, they different directions. Okay, now the second pasuk begins. Yoyer Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka. Hashem should illuminate his countenance for you and be gracious to you. Yeah, I'm just reading English. It's not normal English, but anyway. It says, this pasuk, we say, corresponds with Yitzchak. Right? The first pasuk is Avram, second pasuk is Yitzchak. Why does the Mefarshim explain, why does it say, Yor Hashem Panev Elecha? So he says, because Yitzchak, Baal Turim says, became blind at Akedah. So Hashem had to illuminate him that he should see again. That's why it says, Yoyer Hashem Panev Elecha. Hashem will illuminate his face to you. Or, like he says, Yoyer, the backwards is Ra'i, meaning that he was a carbon re'iyah, he was a carbon eila, complete burnt offering, Yitzchok, at the time of the Akedah. And he says, there's 5 words and 20 letters, like Yitzchok was after 20 generations, and he kept the five chumashim. Is that he's showing the connection with this pasuk in Yitzchok? There's 5 words and 20 letters. Yitzchok was after 20 generations. Adam to Nerech was 10. Nerech to Adam was 10. Is 20. So Yitzchok came after the 20th generation. And he kept the Chamishul Chum Shetayda. Okay, so he says, what is this? Yoyah Hashem Panev Elecha. So Rashi says, it means, Hashem should show you Panim Secha case, you know, good countenance, Bichuneka, and give you Chayn. Give you charm. Okay? So he says like this. Number one, the Mefarshim explain like this. Hashem should illuminate your eyes that you'll be able to understand Torah properly. They have the schus of learning Torah. Hashem will give you children that will illuminate you. Panav mean, normally it means Hashem's countenance. Now obviously Hashem doesn't have a face. The pasuk says, Yoy Hashem, Panav Elecha, Hashem will shine His face to you. Since when does Hashem have a face? Hashem doesn't have a face. What does it mean? So it's explained in Chassidus like this. When you hate somebody, you're like, you don't want to look at them. Even parents start to go, I don't want to look at you. Yeah? When they're really angry at them. I don't want to look at you. Or at least what our parents told us. I don't know what we tell our kids, that's what they told us. Now, somebody, that's why there's like what's called, there's b'chinas achar, the backside, and this panim is the front side. You could be standing next to somebody, okay, but you're back to back, because you don't want to look at their face, you're really the whole world away from each other. Okay, you're not close, you're actually a whole world away from each other.
It's a world apart.
Worlds apart. Yeah, that's the expression, worlds apart, because you actually face back to back, so it's like the whole world against you. When you show somebody your face, especially when you show a happy face, that shows that you're very close to them. Okay? We have in Chumash, by godliness, we have the concept, Yoy Hashem Panev Elecha. Okay? And we find, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem, you cannot see my face. You can only see the back. You see the back of my neck. Because that was when Jews sinned in the eagle. So Hashem was upset with them. So over there, they were only able to see, so to speak, the external levels of God. Like it says, you have to support somebody, but you don't want to, so you throw it over the shoulder. Here, take it. You know, you don't want to really give it. When you look at the person, you smile, that means you have a closer relationship. When the pasuk by Hashem uses the word panav elecha, you're referring to a very deep level of godliness, an open level of Hashem, that Hashem wants to give you because you're a proper vessel for it. So that's what the word panav was by Hashem. Other mefarshim say that how does a person shed light? In other words, by understanding the creation that God created, we can understand the greatness of Hashem also. V'chuneka, Hashem should give us chayn. What does it mean, chayn? That others should look at you favorably. When you say somebody is a bal chayn, they have chayn, they have charm. I mean, as other people look at you in a way of charm. In other words, like he says, a person can have a lot of talents, but if people don't appreciate it, and you don't find favor in their eyes, it's not really a bracha, because it's all kept into yourself. You're not really sharing it with the world. Another thing is, so some of our shulman, what does vichuneka mean? That you will find charm in the eyes of the goyim. The Ramban says it means finding charm in Hashem's eyes. That Hashem will vichuneka, He will make you have charm to Hashem. Then you have again the medrashim over here. Yoyer is ner mitzvah v'teira od. Another interpretation, v'chuneka, he'll give you das and bina. Chuneka, another interpretation is tamat Torah. Another v'chuneka doesn't only mean chen. V'chuneka means matnas chinam. Matnas chinam means you have. It says in the Torah in Parshas Veschanan, leisuchanim bad goyim, leisuchanim lahem. Schanim is not only chen. The Gemara learns you can't give him a gift. You can't give him chaniyah ba'aretz. You can't give goyim land of Eretz Yisrael. For no reason, you can't give him a gift because it creates too close of a connection, too close for comfort, like they say. V'chuneka means Hashem will give you a lot of gifts for free. Because if you like somebody, then you'll give them things that they, even if they don't deserve it, you give it to them anyway. So that's what v'chuneka means. Then the pasuk says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem, and this is a very interesting pasuk. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem will lift his countenance to you. V'yasim lecha shalom. Okay? And give you peace. So, there's a very interesting gemara over here. The gemara in Brachas says, or in Rosh Hashanah in Brachas. Here he quotes it from Rosh Hashanah, but the gemara is in Brachas too. And he says like this. He says in the Torah, Asher le'yis upon him, he says God doesn't take, that God doesn't do favoritism. Asher le'yis upon him. So Hashem doesn't take bribes. And here the pasuk says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha. That Hashem is favoriting the Jews. It's not right. And then the Torah says, Asher le'yis upon him, Hashem doesn't have favoritism. And here it says Hashem, it's a contradiction of Pesukim. Huh? So he says like this. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara says like this. So Tesis answers, it's a difference between God or people. Okay. But the Gemara answers like this. Hashem says to the one that complained, that how can God favor the Jews when it's brought down, he doesn't favor anybody. Hashem says, how can they not favor them? The Gemara says, "How can he not?" Hashem says, "How can he not favor the Jews?" I tell them, "V'yachalta v'savata berachta." That when you're full, that's when you have to make a benching, and hey, they do it even on a kazayas, even on a small amount of bread, even if they're not full, they bench. So Hashem says, "I should come on. I shouldn't find favoritism for them. Look how much they love me. They love me so much." That even though I tell them to thank me, only when they get full, and they thank me even if they're not full. So Hashem says, how can I not favor them? So that's what it means, a Yisa Hashem panav elecha. And therefore he says like this, Okay, so therefore it says like this, Yisa Hashem panav elecha, Hashem should lift his countenance to you, and then it says, V'yasim lecha shalom, Hashem will give you peace. There's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Im shalom kan, hakol kan. If peace is there, everything is there. The Gemara says, Im shalom kan, hakol kan. If peace is there, everything's there. The last Mishnah, of the entire Mishnah in Uksin, the last Mishnah of the entire Mishnah is, it says, Leimatza Kadosh Baruch Hu Keli Amachzik Bracha El HaShalom. The only vessel for any blessing is peace. That's the way the whole Torah ends. The whole oral Torah Mishnah ends, even though it's nothing to do with the laws of Uksin. Uksin has to do with the laws of purity and impurity. The last mission of the entire Mishnah is Amr Rabbi Shimon Mechalafta, Leimatza Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Hamachzik Brocha El HaShalom. You want Brocha? And that's only when there's Shalom. So Hashem gives now the ultimate Brocha of Yasim Lecha Shalom, because that's the Kli for all the Brachas Hashem is giving you. Like, what does it help if Hashem gives all the Brachas, but if there's no vessel, so the Brachas are going to disappear? Hashem says the ultimate bracha is the Yasim Lecha Shalom. I'm going to give you peace, and that's the ultimate thing that's going to keep all the right, all the brachas.
Then of Shmones, we say also shalom divrom again. Also mentioning peace at the end of
the service. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara brings it on. Says, Rava was the rabbi of the city of Mechuza. So Rava told the people from the city, Kabdu nishaseichem b'shvil shetesashu. Honor and respect your wives in order to get rich. In other words, when there's shalom bayis, no, that's what it means. When there's shalom in the home, then there's bracha.
And that's you take three steps back. That's how you make peace, is you take three steps back.
That's already in the speech, in the drush department.
No, you have to bend over.
Huh?
Rabbi, my bar mitzvah speech, I'm saying the meaning of the three verses, and I remember the last verse is that he should give you peace in a world of peace.
Ah, how profound. No, it says here he brings down the Malbim brings down from the Medrash in the Sifri over here. V'yasim l'choshalim is beveisecha, okay? The shalom malchus beis David, shalom teira. It says Gadol Hashalom that Sari even changed. Sari meaning when Hashem said, "Why are you laughing?" She said, "Aniza kanti." She changed for the sake of peace. Hashem changes his name. Hashem erases his name because of peace. The Nevi'im only did things for the sake of peace. Then he quotes the last Mishnah of Uksin. Hashem, he says, Amr Abelazar HaKafir, Godol HaShalem, because Chaysam Yishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalem. Because Hashem says, what's the seal of Hashem? V'yasim L'cha Shalem. Hashem said, this is the way I bless you. How was the bracha? He says that Rabbi Lazar, the son of Rabbi Lazar HaKafir, says, peace is so great when the idol worshippers who worship idols have peace amongst themselves, Hashem doesn't let the Satan start up with them. This is the goyim idol worshippers because they have peace. By the way, just from a simple perspective, the reason why Israel is still existing today because the goyim hate each other, I mean, they're killing each other. God forbid. I mean, the reason is because Hashem protects us. But I'm saying, how does Hashem do it in the physical world? Hashem functions by making the goyim hate each other and killing each other and fight with each other. Nobody agrees on anything. And that's why the Jews are protected. Even it says, Gadol HaShalom, the Medrash says, that even when you came to a city to fight, the Torah says, V'karase le'lo shalom. You first have to offer them peace. Well, it goes, Gadol HaShalom, even dead people need shalom. Mamish, 100 things over here.
But this shalom is not talking about individual. It could be for Kal Yisrael.
Right.
Maybe also individually, collectively.
Let me tell you something. A person needs peace within himself. Peace between head and heart, between thought, speech, and action, between a person within themselves also needs to be peaceful.
How about tzedakah?
Tzedakah is very good.
Well, the reason I asked is that the history shows that the Jews did not have shalom.
That's why they had all the problems and destructions and the golas.
Right.
Yeah. So, what was the difference between Dor HaMavol, Dor HaFlogah? Dor HaMavol Hashem destroyed because they were full of chomes, gezel. And Dor HaFlogah, Sofa Achus Zedvorim Achodim, they had Achtus, Hashem didn't destroy them. Even though they want to fight God and they want to worship idols and they did everything under the sun, Hashem didn't touch them because of that. Anyway, just to finish up, V'samah Shmiya B'nai Yisroel, V'ani Avarachim, put my name. And the Gemara learns out, by the way, that when it says Shmi, it means that you have to say the Shem HaMeferish. Now we say, when the Kohen today do it, you say, V'rach Hashem, you know, but in the Beis HaMikdash, they said the real name of Hashem. You know, whichever way it's pronounced, and you know, that And then Rashi also says, Vani Avarachem, I will agree to the Kohenim's bracha. Another says, Vani Avarachem, I will agree to the bracha that the Kohenim are giving the Jews. Another interpretation Rashi means in the Medrash, Vani Avarachem, I will bless the Kohenim. Because the Kohenim blessing the Jews, who's blessing the Kohenim? So it says, Vani Avarachem, I will bless the, right.
It's tampered, huh? Maybe it's tampered.
No, also, he's bringing on another interesting thing. Hashem says, brings on here at the bottom, Hashem will mercifully forgive sins committed against him. But between people, Hashem doesn't forgive. Until you get forgiveness from the actual person who you hurt. Okay. One side, by the way, this